15. Mr. Baumgard?
Shall I give a 30-second summary of the facts? 913.11, there's a plea by my client to possession of child pornography. About 3 months later, in January, we made a motion. There was a hearing on the motion to vacate that plea. It was denied, and on 2/22 of 2012, the defendant was sentenced to 7 months. This is not a waiver or a forfeiture of anything, Your Honors. There's nothing that would preclude you from picking up plain error on these facts. There's three basic ideas underlying.
Well, you said, let me just stop for a minute. Didn't you waive any argument about lack of intent by agreeing to plead guilty? Didn't your client?
I didn't understand what you said, ma'am.
Didn't your client waive any argument about lack of intent by agreeing to plead guilty?
Yes, but it wasn't knowledgeable and it wasn't understood. He agreed that he had pornography on his laptop when he went across the border. He agreed to that. He explicitly stated, however, at the motion to vacate, that I did not knowingly break the law or violate the code. I didn't even know it existed. I, too, don't know whether it's illegal for me to Google certain things on the Internet unless I'm told. He, and I've never done it with child pornography, was never interested. But I didn't know that it was against the law until I represented this man. What I'm saying is plain error exists here because of the fact that at the time of his plea, which he did sign a waiver for.
You think the government has to prove in a child pornography case that the defendant knew that it's illegal to upload, download, so on, transport, possess, receive child pornography?
I do. And I know that's not the law. I'm saying that is not. That
well,
ignores.
If it's not the law, I don't know how it helps your client.
Well, if the underlying that is the idea that everybody has to at least know they're committing a crime when they do an act, mens rea, and it wasn't established at the time of the plea, then he couldn't have knowingly or understandably waived
but it's
anything.
It's not an element. I mean, for some crime, you know, some tax crimes and so on, you have to have a specific intent. You have to know that the act you've engaged in is illegal, but for most crimes you don't, and like murder, right? You have to prove that
right.
The person knew that murder was a crime, maybe
there
came from a country where it's not a crime. So similarly with child pornography, you don't have to prove that a person knows that it's illegal to possess and transport.
Judge, I know that's the law, and I'm not contradicting what you're telling me. What I'm telling you is that...
What's the issue?
The issue here is that he didn't knowingly and voluntarily enter into a plea, and that plea, when he asked it to be vacated, was not validly denied.
What does that have to do with knowledge of the law?
Because and the district court to further... because I have the same concern Judge Posner does. The district court established the factual basis for the crime and explained, and I'm quoting the district court, why this is not a situation where you have to understand you're breaking the law, end quote, because all the government had to do was prove he knowingly transported the pornography across state lines. So
that was there. I heard it myself. I understand that. I understood
okay,
that.
So
I understood that. He didn't.
Okay, but you never said anything at the time that he didn't understand.
I objected to it.
He didn't say, oh, I'm confused, Judge. I don't understand. I thought I had to know this. I mean, none of that. So the judge was very specific.
No, I did object to it on the grounds of mens rea was not alleged. And the government.
I agree it doesn't have to be.
I don't agree that it doesn't have to be. I agree that that's what the law is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what his understanding of the law was when he entered into
this
motion.
What does it matter what his understanding of the law is?
What matters is that he has a right to knowingly and understandingly
do something.
No,
he doesn't have a right. You're all garble. I don't understand what you're talking about. It's not part of the crime. It's not an element of the crime to know that child pornography on a computer and so on is illegal.
Okay,
Well, it doesn't matter what he thinks or doesn't think or what you think or doesn't think.
I have nothing more to say on this issue. Judge, I have 5 minutes. I have nothing more to say on this issue.
That's the law. That's the law.
May I proceed to something else? I'm not going to convince you. I'm real clear.
I don't understand how you can convince yourself.
But I only have 5 minutes to explain to you how I can convince myself. And I'm not willing to spend the time to do that. I want to address one other issue.
Go on to something else.
Thank you. The Bureau of Prisons has a right to enforce its regulations and all of that. But if the judge explicitly states, which he did, that the defendant was sentenced to 87 months, notwithstanding, taking into consideration that he'd already served 21 months up in Canada for the same offense, but if the judge explicitly stated that he, the defendant, was sentenced to 87 months, that's what he should serve in jail. The BOP has refused to acknowledge this, and they're not going to give him credit. And what I'm asking that this court do is at the very least instruct the trial court to make it clear to the BOP that they are going beyond their mandate of 3621B by attempting to do anything other than enforce the 87 months that the defendant was sentenced to.
But I thought the 87 months was after the deduction for the Canadian sentence.
It was.
So what does he want, another 21 months off?
That's what the BOP wants. I'm saying the judge wanted 87 months, and he gave him 87 months. He, the judge, took into consideration that the defendant had already served in Canada 21 months.
Do you want another 21 months off?
No, I don't want another 21 months off, but I don't want the BOP to ignore the fact that the judge only sentenced him to 87 months.
Do you think the Bureau of Prisons is going to keep him in for 108 months?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And that's because of what the defendant told me.
Well, but see, what the court said was 108 was the baseline.
Right.
The court credited 21 months
and
sentenced him to 87 months. So you think the Bureau of Prisons is on its own going to add these 21 months to the sentence?
I've been told that by the defendant.
Well,
defendants
say a whole lot of crazy things. The point is, I just don't. I mean, if the Bureau of Prison keeps him a day longer than 87 months, then you can run in here and complain about that.
And
but
months later, it'll be determined, and he'll have been in jail that whole period.
Told you that, and you believed it. What's the matter with you?
I'm a real person.
Any stupid thing that anybody tells you?
Oh, but some people I do believe.
Why do you believe him?
Because I've gotten to know the person over a period of 2 years.
And he knows what the Bureau of Prisons is going to do?
No, he only knows what he was told by the Bureau of Prisons. And I've dealt with him for years. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Sir, you have to stay here.
May it please the Court, Shelva Pillay for the United States. With respect to the waiver question, something that defense counsel just noted, at the change of plea hearing, as the Court noted, the district court specifically acknowledged whether or not knowledge of illegality is an element of the crime and noted that it's not, as this Court has noted. The defense counsel and the defendant did not make that objection at the change of plea hearing. Therefore, this issue is waived. Furthermore, there is no error, let alone plain error, as it is well settled that willfulness or knowledge of illegality is not an element of Section 2252A(a)(1). With respect to the third issue on the credit for time served, as the Court noted, the District Court gave the defendant credit. The ultimate sentence was 87 months. The judgment and commitment order said that the defendant was sentenced to 87 months, and there's no reason to believe that the Bureau of Prisons will not follow the District Court's order in the JNC. If there are no further questions, Your Honors.
Just one. When does Mr. Dean say he didn't knowingly, purposely want to break the law? Is that at sentencing?
He says it in his reply to his motion to vacate. He does say it at the change of plea hearing, which is what prompted the district court to make that comment that Judge Williams had noted, and then again at the sentencing.
So Is there an indication that he wants to plead guilty, but he's telling the district judge he didn't think he broke the law?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is there any inquiry at that point? I understand responsibility of defense counsel and the like, but what does the district judge do when he indicates that? Does he probe further?
He did, Your Honor. In fact, it was very clear the defendant specifically said at the change of plea hearing during a very lengthy colloquy that he acknowledges that he transported child pornography from Chicago to Ottawa, Canada.
Yeah, that's clear.
He then said, I didn't know doing that was against the law. And the district court then went through the elements of the crime and specifically noted, it doesn't matter that you didn't know. And then in response, the defendant said, okay, I understand. At the end of the colloquy, do you plead guilty? Yes, I plead guilty. So through those various steps.
Did he dialogue about do you voluntarily plead guilty?
Yes, very detailed. He went through, are you knowing and voluntary? And in fact, the district court made the effort to specifically go through the full detail of the plea colloquy language concerning whether or not that he was not coerced, that it was voluntary, that it was knowing. They understood what he was pleading guilty to.
What's the educational level of this individual?
If I remember correctly, he had some college. He, according to him, he served in the Army, and according to him, had practiced in a significant business.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you very much.
At this time, the government respectfully requests that the defendant's conviction and sentence be affirmed.
Okay. Thank you to both of them.